You're listening to SBS News.
The doctor read through the results. That's when I was told that I had cervical cancer. I must tell you, that was the worst day of my life, because just to be told that I had a cancer, to me it was almost like a death sentence. It robbed me of all my happiness, all my life. It was just terrible.
I almost didn't engage with it for a while because it felt like I couldn't be a cancer patient at 26. I was so young.
Survivors share their personal accounts of the tough and enduring challenges they faced when cervical cancer rocked their worlds to its core. Their stories are documented in a Call to Action to Eliminate Cervical Cancer campaign, a collaboration between the Australian Government, the Cancer Council and the World Health Organization. Cervical cancer is a killer worldwide and a significant killer in Australia. There are an estimated 930 newly diagnosed cases of cervical cancer in Australia, and already more than 200 deaths this year alone. Dr. Adele Maderlo from the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health says education in languages other than English is key to elimination.
Our main job is providing health education to women who wouldn't otherwise have access to that type of information in their language. So we go out and provide the information about screening in relation to cervical cancer, and also about the vaccine, of course, which is really important information to have when we're talking about elimination. What we know is that migrant women and particular groups do tend to be under-screened. They don't participate in any of the cancer screening programs at the same rate as other women in the community.
A global strategy has been struck for the global elimination of cervical cancer and implementation of national cervical cancer control plans. It is designed to advance women's health, strengthen health systems and address inequities. Professor Karen Canfield is the chair of Cancer Council's Screening and Immunisation Committee. Her team's research found that more than 62 million lives could be saved over the next century if 78 low- and middle-income countries swiftly increase efforts in cervical cancer treatment and prevention.
Look, cervical cancer is actually an enormous problem globally. In fact, in many countries in the world, it's the most common cancer in women. Unfortunately, those tend to be the poorest countries in the world, and unfortunately, more than 300,000 women die every single year from cervical cancer. So even in the context of the current crisis, this is still a crisis evolving that's been going on and will cause the death of many hundreds of thousands of women if we don't act now.
Research suggests that cervical cancer elimination could be achieved globally by the year 2100, and in Australia, elimination could be achieved by 2035. To reach elimination, though, the strategy requires three targets to be met by every country by the year 2030. 90% of girls must be vaccinated, 70% coverage for twice-lifetime cervical screening, and 90% coverage for treatment of invasive cancer. For women in Australia, research and education starts in school, often as early as 11 years old. Dr. Maderlo says 80% of people come from overseas after they have had their secondary education, so they may not be vaccinated or may not have received cancer education.
And I think we often take it for granted. For people who are educated in Australia, we learn so much at school and find out so much about programs and also participate in some of the vaccination programs at school. So we do learn about it from a really early age. But if you do come to Australia after you're already educated in your country of origin, then you really do miss out on all of that. And there are very few other places that you can go to get that information.
It is often assumed that people from culturally and linguistically diverse communities can access health information at the same scale as other people in Australia. Dr. Maderlo says that is simply not the case due to cultural reasons, accessibility and information overload.
I think that's a really good way of describing how many of us experience the 24-hour news cycle and all that information that's available on the internet. But the women we work with don't actually have that experience. They don't necessarily have access to digital technology. So, yeah, it makes a huge difference. If you're comfortable to talk about health in your own language, makes a huge difference if you have had that opportunity to get health education when you're a child. And, of course, there are some issues that people don't necessarily talk about in their families, and I think cervical cancer is one of them.
Professor Canfield also recognises that cancer is a taboo topic of conversation in some countries, and that there is stigma surrounding screening and vaccination. She says those barriers have to be overcome to achieve improved health goals and targets.
Unfortunately, there is a level of stigmatisation around HPV and actually even around cancer per se in some countries. And so there are going to have to be a lot of country-level initiatives, a lot of work on identifying specific barriers to implementation in each country. If we can really help address some of these barriers and break down some of these misperceptions, then it will really have benefits.
Over 90% of cervical cancer deaths occur in less developed regions or in low socioeconomic communities. Professor Canfield says these populations are priority targets and Australia must address them in their own backyard.
For example, Indigenous women in Australia are twice as likely to be diagnosed with cervical cancer. So even though Australia as a whole is doing very well and in fact is on track to be the first country to eliminate cervical cancer, we just can't take our eye off the fact that there are many populations within our own community that will require special community-led solutions really to eliminate cervical cancer in those communities as well.
That's an area also reflected in Australia's migrant communities, where a female cultural approach is the appropriate method of cervical cancer education.
You know, we don't use medical professionals. We use trained health educators who are able to understand the cultural context of health, the structural and systemic barriers that women face when they try to access the health system or take action on their health. So it's what we call a woman-to-woman approach that really understands the context of health and is able to not only provide education, but also to support women to talk with each other.
The global strategy adoption for the elimination of cervical cancer is a world first. Never before has the world had the evidence, the technology, or cooperation to enable elimination of a major cancer. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says this is a cause that can be won.
This is a call to action to eliminate cervical cancer. We're losing a woman every 2 minutes, and this should not happen, especially when we have all the weapons we need to fight it. So this is actually a cause that's winnable.
For more information, head to the Cancer Council website. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.